So once they notice that this has happened, they monitor. And when the email comes through, that indicates to them that there is a wire transaction or another transaction going through, they then hijack the account. And they go into the account and they put a rule in to forward emails coming from the specific person who sent this email to them and to delete those emails from that account from then on. And from that point in time, you're communicating with the fraudster rather than with the person you believe you're communicating with. And here's one of these transactions. So this is an email, the very bottom email is a legitimate email. And it had a settlement fund disbursement on it. It was a law firm settlement with a client. And they said, you know, they sent the client the settlement statement for the funds and the client sent it back. And this is a real email. Hi, Jenny. Here's the settlement funds disbursement. And so Jenny emails back. She's the bookkeeper and she says, thank you. I forward the request to the bank. The next email that comes through, it is not from a spoofed email address. It is actually from the client's email address. And it is a reply to an ongoing communication that is legitimate. And he says, hi, I just got off the phone with my accounting team. They just made it clear to me that due to the yearly audit going on at the moment, we've updated our banking information. I have the updated wire information. Do I send it to you? And you'll notice that the please advise, there's no capital P in there. So even though it's not really a flag, I mean, I do that too sometimes in emails, usually not in professional emails, but when I'm corresponding with somebody that I know really well, sometimes I won't capitalize things. So there is that that defect in the email, but it's really not enough to alert anybody to anything. And he gets the email back, and now she's emailing, even though she's sending it to the same address and to the person she has been communicating with, she's emailing this to a fraudster and says, yes, I need that right away before the wire can be completed. And so he sends her altered wire instructions. Now, in this situation, of course, it was a law firm and, you know, staff had been trained. You never take wire instructions by email. You never accept altered wire instructions by email. But the accounting department is up against a wire deadline. They know that they are communicating with their client because they have been communicating back and forth on this chain for days. And so they submit the altered wire instructions to the bank. What happened in the other side? This client had a Comcast email address. And in the back, this is the rule that was set up in the client's email address that advises the email server now to enable email forwarding and to forward all email to this Anna Williams that was there and to save a copy of it. So this is the original bot email forwarding in the back end. And then there's another instruction in there where it shows where they came in afterwards that says enable email forwarding, forward all emails from this specific person to Anna Williams and then delete them from the inbox. So the client doesn't even see them. And this goes, and they just leave that in place. So any further communications that go on when you send the wire confirmation, it's like, yes, I got it. Thank you. And you think the transaction's completed when in fact it isn't. So, you know, typical red flags. One, any request for a change in wire information, never accept by email. So any type of request for any change in wire information is a red flag and should immediately alert you to be getting on the phone with somebody and talking to a live person. Misspelled words, bad grammar, but they are getting more and more sophisticated. So you'll notice in those prior emails I showed you, really, there isn't bad grammar. It looks like you're talking to the client. Kindly isn't generally used in the U.S., so that's a non-native speaker a lot of times. Sometimes lowercase I for I, that is also typical of non-native speaker. And then any urgency, what time will the wire be sent? Immediately confirm the wire has been sent. These types of urgency requests. And you'll notice that that is in these emails, you know, kindly send information once the wire is completed for recording purposes. So for recording what, I don't know, but that particular sentence in this email is the only sentence that indicates, one, that this is not a, a regular transaction. It contains the word kindly. The way it's worded is not really indicative of a transaction in the United States and dealing with a person that, you know, you deal with all the time. But because there weren't any other real red flags in here, it didn't raise red flags. Let me get back to my, I'm having computer problems.